Perspectives is brought to you this week by the Castle Martyr Family Carers and Disability Group. I'm not going down that easily, so
don't give up on me. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first show of 2022, and I have a great guests on the show this morning for you, and we have some exciting music as well, so be ready to tap in the shoes and switching the volume up. So I'd like to welcome my guests today. I'm so excited that they've joined me. We have Sylvia McCarthy from Age Friendly Ireland. We have Mary Burke from Crystal Swing. And we have the ladies Breda and Miriam from Johnny's Cottage, who do the home new Facebook home cooking. And Bunny O'Riordan from the Middleton Bike Support Group. So I hope you're all ready for the show. And thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for the feedback that you've all given me as well. Yes, there is a podcast, and I've taken on board that a lot of you have asked for my name to be on there, Elizabeth Maddox. And we'll see that happens. And I thank all my listeners from all over the world. Enjoy the show. And thank you for joining me. So let's start the show with one of my favourites, and I know one of yours, the Four Tops, Reach Out. Good morning, Miriam and Breda. You're very welcome. I've been following you myself on Facebook, and I want to explain to people this is Johnny's Cottage. And I know that a lot of my listeners have been listening in and enjoying your show so, so much and watching the cooking. So I just want to ask you both to explain to our listeners, what is Johnny's Cottage and what is it all about and what gave you the idea?
Okay. The idea came, it was Miriam came out one evening, and I love baking and I love cooking. And I was making an apple tart, it was Monday evening, and Miriam came out to me and she says, will we go live? And I said, are you joking me? I was like a lunatic. I said, not at all. I was looking around to know, was the house okay? And she said, just be yours. So in the end, I agree. I said, yeah, do. And Mary, you continue from there.
No, we went live, and then what happened, Sean, her husband said, those apples are going to, I heard him say something like, we're not going to make that cast. And that's when it all starts.
Oh, yeah.
We go live, and Rita says, but we can't. I said, we can't. So we were on it, Elizabeth, for about an hour. And we came off, we were on it all night, about 3 or 4 hours, the first video. And we had the clue. We had not got a clue what to do. But anyway, it started from there, and then we let it go for a fortnight, and we kind of got an itchy feet then, and we said, you know what?
A lot of people responded to him online, and that's what really is. I said, oh my God, there's people online. And Miriam said, yeah. So we decided then that we would maybe, oh God, I said, I might try this again. So that's where it started, on a Monday night, wasn't it, Miriam?
Monday night.
Yeah.
April 2019, we started it. April 2019.
Well, you have listeners from all over the world now, ladies. I know you do. You know.
Yes, we do.
As far as every continent we have.
And I think what I love about it is just the cooking itself, as well as the comedy, because you're hilarious, ladies. I have to tell you, you have been fits, and the recipes that you do. I suppose we'd all be reared with those recipes, you know, they're the things we'd all grown up, the basics of cooking.
Exactly, that's what I said. You know, there's nothing fancy. None of us are chefs or anything like that. But we just, I suppose, we're rearing a family, and you making meals. And my mum and my nan were great. They were great cooks as well, and they would speak. So. Probably we just took the tips from them, mm-hmm. and just made homemade kind of food. And a lot of people like it, especially people that are abroad, don't they, Miriam?
They love the old bacon and cabbage and the shepherd's pies and all that, you know. But with a little bit of fun thrown into it. Because cooking is for fun. And if you don't make fun out of cooking, what's the point in doing it if you don't love it? You know what I mean? So anything goes with me, you see, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I'm usually a disaster when something happens with me constantly. I love breaking eggs. So, but I love it. But I just love the banter on the Monday night, which would be my favourite night.
Yeah.
With Anna and Brenda myself, you know.
I was listening to you last night, ladies, and I was listening to Anya and her date. Tell me about this date. Please tell the listeners about Anya's date.
Anya was married and for 7 years, and she's alone a long, long time.
Yeah.
And you know, we bring her along with us because Anya would have been a very shy person, so we bring her in as well because we're very, very close. And she loves the banter and the way
she does.
And we teach her as well, you know. So her new thing then for 2022 was she'd go on the dating channel. So Mer set up a dating channel for her, but she queued out. She said she wouldn't pay for anything, so she'd have to make sure they were free.
And she just hasn't. She's found somebody. Somebody's talking to her at the moment. But that's about it now, Elizabeth, at the moment.
I was listening to you last night, and you were saying, don't meet him on your own, and don't bring him to the house and all the rest of it. And she was just there having a good crack, laugh to herself about all this, and I was too at home because... And that's what it's all about. It's about the fun and the banter that you have there. And if my listeners would just go on to Facebook and check out Johnny's Cottage if you haven't checked it out, and I know many of you have already, and on a Monday night there. What time is it on there, ladies?
7:30 on a Monday night. Almost every Monday night.
Yes.
Maybe once or twice. Christmas time there,
we go on at about 45 weeks of the year out of the 52. You walk around that. Elizabeth.
We
love themes as well. So anything that's coming up like Valentine's Day, no, anything that has got a theme to it, Easter, St. Patrick's Day, all that.
Yeah, and we love The Apprentice as well. We're thinking, we come up with an idea that we might just do something when in a kind of a fun way. Again, just something different. And we have a couple more ideas as well. So, because we plan nothing, basically, that's the truth. Isn't that right,
Brian?
There's no such thing as a plan with us unless we come up with something like this now. But apart from that, it's spontaneous, and anything goes the minute we hit that button.
That's what's so funny. That's what's so funny about it. I just love it. Yeah. Miriam, you promised to sing last night, you know. You're going to have to practice now because I'll be listening for this song you're going to sing. Have you decided what to sing, the two of you?
When, today?
Not today. Well, could you have a song today?
No.
No, I know you said last night that you were planning on singing a song, the two of you, so I'm listening in now. I'll be waiting for this. You haven't decided what song to sing, no?
Well, I tell you now, Liz, now that we're on to you, and this is going out to a lot of people as well, so we will guarantee you that every Monday night that we will finish off with a song.
Good.
You know,
good.
One way or the other, Merrimer. But you see, all of them puts in, we all kind of do it together. But we never, like that again, Liz, we never plan before we start, will we sing a song. But if you think of it beforehand, yes. It's very easy to come up with a song because Merrimer can sing. I can't.
Oh, no. So, sing very far away.
And the farther away from me, the better.
And you were explaining last night was Johnny's birthday. You were telling the listeners last night it was Johnny's Cottage, the man who owned Johnny's Cottage. Would you tell me a bit about him? You explained a bit on last night on your Facebook, but would you tell me again, tell our listeners about Johnny?
Yeah. Both of us, I suppose. Yeah. Well, Johnny lived near me, Liz, very close to us. And so we would have been going up to Johnny for years. He was a bachelor, a great character. He had two loves in his life, his cigarette, and he'd love a pint or a glass of, maybe a glass of whiskey. And what else, nurse? And he'd love to back a horse.
And play a card.
So that he had a very simple life. He was a professional gardener. He worked for a very well-known family here in Tralee for many, many years. And he was a fantastic gardener. And that's all he had, really. He was 4 foot, a couple of inches. I'm only 5 foot, and I was towering over him.
I thought I was a giant, but I was a giant. I'm only 4 foot 11.
Of course, he was a lovely character, never married, and he was very witty. But he could turn on you as quick as he'd look at you as well.
Yeah.
He would, if he had a few drinks in his face. He used to always say to Sean, I don't know how you put putting up with her. and then every dinner you'd give him, he'd say, oh, that's the nicest spice I ever ate. And that was for every dinner that you would give him. So no matter what you gave him, but he was lovely. I swear to God, we loved him so much. All the family, didn't we, Mary?
He
was a gentle soul. Lovely, lovely man. As I said, never married. But there was one program he would watch, and she was a blondie. She was
not Miriam Callahan, no.
No. One of these busty ladies, lovely figure. And he was put on the television, and the minute we'd come into the room, he'd turn it off because he wouldn't want us to think that he was looking at us.
Nicole Smith.
He was mad, and he'd be turning on that program. And but like as I said, he never married, but he was a lovely, 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 lovely soul. He could sing a song, and he had a dog, and he had a cat, and he lived a very simple life. And he lived until he was 84.
Yeah.
Wow.
He'd be 97 today.
Well, ladies, I think it's lovely that you've called that the show that you're doing, Johnny's Cottage, in his memory is really, really nice thing to do. And I'm going to be watching away because I'm hooked. I'm addicted to it and I just love it, you know. I know our listeners listening in love it too. They're all getting... they're all telling me about this and asked me if I could interview you. And thank you so much because you were straight back to me, ladies, when I asked you.
Oh, we are so delighted. And thank God of all the listeners all over Ireland and anywhere at all, because we know this is going to go out further afield. And as I said, at the moment, up to this morning, we have 27,523 followers this morning. So that's an amazing amount from
up to Christmas 2020. Yeah.
That's great. And then you deserve it because you are just so natural and so funny. It's not, you know, and you're doing everything basic that we'd all we'd have all grown up and learned how to cook. And I can imagine, you know, somebody said to me they hadn't cooked soda bread, just as an example, before watching you. And watching you made it easier for, you're just so funny. And it's easier for people to follow those recipes that you're doing, ladies.
Yes.
And you know, the beauty about this really is that we get to meet each other. Like, we're having the fun of our life now, and I swear to God, we're having the best time of our life. We're very, very close, and we look after one another, and we meet up every week. And you know something? Life is too short, so we're enjoying every moment, and I really mean that, of every day and for as long as we can.
That's wonderful. And you're sharing that love out there to everybody, and you're sharing the need to just be together and live the best life you can. And thank you so much, ladies, for coming on here with me this morning. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
ladies. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye, ladies. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So Johnny's Cottage, Bridget and Miriam, thank you so much. Aren't they brilliant listeners? They are such a joy to listen to, and they are such a joy to watch on their Facebook page. So for you two ladies, and I not forget Anya as well, because I know she'll be listening, I'll play this song for you. You've Really Got a Hold on Me by The Miracles. Enjoy. Good morning, Mary Burke from Crystal Swing. You're very welcome to my show, Perspectives, run by the Castlemart Family Carers and Disability Group. Mary, we've a long history, you and I, and I just thought, you know, as the new year begins, that I'd catch up with you and see what you're doing and what your plans are for the new year. What have you been doing through COVID, Mary?
Obviously, through COVID, I suppose, like everybody else, Liz, we had to pull back and relax and you know, I suppose take it easy like everybody else, which was quite an adjustment at the start. Now, I suppose for us, we were already after taking a bit of a break from public performing anyway, because so it didn't, I suppose it didn't come as big as a shock from everybody else. We were performing on a smaller scale, but if it had happened maybe 2 years prior to that, it would have come as a huge shock to the system, because we had decided to pull back prior to COVID for the simple reason that Dervla had two little children, and I suppose really they were the first priority, and you know, she needed to be with them, and obviously that's what I wanted as well. Family comes first, because you know, performing is not a family friendly occupation, and when the children came along, we decided, you know what, the children come first. So Dervla wanted to give time to the babies, and then Derek and Claire were expecting Ollie, but Ollie just came just prior to COVID, just a month or two before it. He came in January of that year, and so Derek obviously, you know, does a lot of solo work himself and that, but as Crystal Swing, we had taken a little step back. So when COVID came along, in some ways it was maybe an opportunity to spend more time, you know, with the children and family, but obviously for others who were totally dependent on the music business at the time, it was very devastating. So, but yes, we did miss it, and now I would love to go back and do a concert or something like that, you know, Liz.
I know many of my listeners would be hearing you today, and a lot have asked me about you and what you're doing, and you know, of course, they understand that there's a lot of musicians weren't working through COVID, but they've wonderful memories of the times in a lot of the dance halls around the places, in the hotels, you know, and everything that the three of you were doing. And congratulations for your grandchildren. That's great news. And I agree with you, you know, family time through that was very special for them. I remember Derek doing the Huckabuck, which I love. And that was a very good song for him. And I've seen him this week with a few of the solo things that he's done. So good luck to them both going forward. And I hope Crystal Swing do come back, because it's something that so many of our listeners out there enjoyed going to see you all. And it was great fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Liz. Yes, I must say I really want to thank the people of local people and people of East Cork and the Yall area in general. Excuse me, Liz, I've got a tiny frog in my throat there. They were wonderful to support us, you know, and we've had some great nights with concerts, and I think people are aching for a bit of social life again, where people, I mean, I suppose we took it for granted when we could all congregate together inside in a room, and people could sit together and hold hands and enjoy. I suppose we all long for that time again when we have that freedom, because you do miss the company of others, Liz. But that's right. Now, Derek and Dervla, all right, have started a new little venture there quite recently. They are doing, because of the children again, I suppose Dervla is able to do something by day, and they are doing, playing for church weddings, or any occasions really that are happening during the day, and they team up as a duo and do the, you know, the mass or whatever occasion is looked for, and they have actually a beautiful set list, and they gel, because they've worked together all their life, yeah. So they can do any type of hymns or whatever is required. And I just want to add that they are doing it at a very reasonable rate as well. So if anybody wanted to contact them, they can go through our website, or they can contact them on Facebook. Both of them are on there on Facebook, or also go on to the Crystal Swing page and message any one of us really there. So there's quite an interest on that at the moment, and Dervla particularly is delighted because, you know, it gives her an outlet now from minding the children and that, you know. So that's, I think a lot of people may not realise that's happening. So if anybody is planning a wedding, just give them a little chat, you know. And also what I'm planning and doing a little bit in future is maybe some pre-wedding, you know, maybe in the lounge before the reception starts, to do the pre-wedding music. So I have a lovely little set list for that as well, because I was a solo artist once upon a time, and I'd like to do something myself. So they're just all little things that we're maybe working on at the moment, you know, Liz, you know.
Mary, do you have a phone number?
Yes, you can contact Crystal Swing directly on 086-1234-907.
That's great. Thank you very much, Mary. It's been great talking to you, and I know our listeners will be so happy to hear from you, because many have asked me, and I said I would try and get hold of you. And thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you so much, Liz. God bless.
All right.
Happy New Year to you.
And thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Liz. Bye-bye now.
Bye. So we have just a message here from Katrina to me and all at Cork Penny Dinners, and of course myself. They are great listeners here to this show. We want to wish her a very happy birthday to Marie Keane, Roy Keane's mother, who was 80 yesterday. I hope she had a wonderful day. I'm sure she was spoilt by Roy, and a very happy birthday from us all.
Then you're out of luck, you shove your baby in. Twist it all around, then you start moving and twist it all about. Wiggle like a snake, wobble like a duck. That's what you do when you do the huckle-buck. Now here's a dance you should. And no, hey, you baby, well, the lights are down. And low, hey, you grab your baby then. Go! A little bit of this, if you don't know how to do it.
I'm not giving up, I'm not giving up, no, not me.
Perspectives is brought to you this week by the Castle Martyr Family Carers and Disability Group.
I'm not going down that easily, so don't give up on me.
So good morning, Bonnie. Welcome to Perspectives, CRY 104 FM. Our show with the Castle Martyr Family Carers and Disability Group. Bonnie, I wanted to catch up with you because you were one of the first people that I interviewed when I started the show, and I just wondered how you were getting on and what were your plans for this year, Bonnie?
Good morning, Annalise. We have had a wonderful time over Christmas here on the Midland Bike Project. We, I suppose, first of all, we had some over the Christmas, on Christmas Day, we actually opened, and we had... There was a number of people came in to have meals with us here on Christmas Day, which is what we were about. And we had a wonderful time here. And leading up to Christmas, we were involved in doing some Santa runs. We did one at the CBS school in Middleton, and we also did one that same evening up through the town where we had a number of bikes and participation, and it was just wonderful, you know. Santa was there on the trike as this went through the main street, and we had a great turnout. We were also well supported by the Blood Bike South that were there in force, and brought another element of magic down to what was transforming in Middleton.
That's wonderful.
And so I suppose We have some lovely plans on board for the new year. You know, it's an exciting time here for us as we continue to develop. And I suppose a lot of what's happened has been formative work in the last number of years. And what's happening now is that we're getting pretty much, very much organized. And we're actually in the process of building a little office inside now where we can house the whole hub of everything that's going on, from social media to admin and everything of that nature, you know. But it's foundation stuff again to help us to kind of build pretty solid on. And that's what we've done, I suppose, and we continue to do that.
It takes time, Bonnie, and you've worked so hard there, and I know that it's an asset to Middleton for not just men, for women as well. So you're doing very well there, and you have the support, like you said, from the community, the surrounding community, and further.
Well, it's been, again, the level of support that we got right through has just been overwhelming. You know, I suppose we've really seen the wonderful spirit of people, and we've seen how they want to contribute to a project of our nature, you know, and it continues to grow, I suppose, in that vein also, that people just want to get involved, people want to get stuck in. So yeah. We're actually even getting to a point that we're hoping maybe within the next month to 6 weeks that when we have a revamp on our admin page on Facebook, we'll actually have a volunteer section as well. So people in the broader community that wish to get involved with the project would be very welcome to, and we'll make it very easy for people to kind of come in and volunteer their time, you know. So we really appreciate every element of support that we have received, you know, over some of the people and some of the agencies over Christmas that have really come in behind us. Like, we've had meetings with the DETB, we've had meetings with CCAT here in Middleton. They've been hugely supportive, and through a grant that we've obtained from them, that's helping us to set up the admin department as such. You know, we've had the running group down in Ahada, and they did a fundraiser for us in the lead up to Christmas, and you know, it's just magic.
It is.
Everything that we receive, we are so grateful for, you know.
And Bonnie, you know, I've said this before Christmas, through COVID, you know, there's a lot of negative stuff going on and doom and gloom, but this show is about positivity for everybody, and to show what is the good stuff that's going on. There's lots of people out there volunteering their time. There's a lot of good work going on by many people that isn't actually out there for people to know. So I'm really glad that you came on the show. And do you have a number that people can contact you, Bonnie, if they want to get involved?
Absolutely. The number is 085-1146-407. And that's my own number. So if anybody wants to give a ring, I'm more than welcome to talk to anybody that would like to be involved here. I'll come along for a cup of coffee. The only thing we'll ask anybody coming to the door, we're open here Monday, Wednesday and Friday at 6:30. And we ask two things. Would you like a tea or coffee? And what's your first name? We very much have an open door policy as well, you know. So we'd like to see people call. You know, if you're just passing by all means, drop in, say hello. And maybe if I can just give out a postcode or a real code list.
Yes, because the location, you know me, well, I can't find anywhere.
It'll take us right to the door.
Even with something in the car telling me directions, I go the wrong way. So, yeah, I lost you, Bonnie. So, yeah, maybe you need to give the location.
I will. Well, we're on the Bailick Road in Middleton, and the air code is P25YC64. And that'll bring you right to the door.
Okay, Bonnie, look, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. I'm wishing you all the very best, and I'm sure I'll see you through the year at some point and be down there for a coffee and a chat. So take care of yourselves, all of you. And if there's anything I can do, of course, contact me.
I will, of course. Liz, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart sweet bouquet. Then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will away.
Charlie, I just wanted to catch up with you. Happy New Year, for one thing.
And Happy New Year to Liz and all your listeners.
Thank you. Charlie, I'm going to talk to Sylvia McCarthy this morning from Age Friendly Ireland. And I now wanted to give our listeners the news that you, Charlie, were chosen as the ambassador for Cork Age Friendly. So look, I wanted to congratulate you first. You really deserve it. I can't think of any better person that will fit this role. And you and I will be working together through the year.
Thanks, Liz. I don't know about I'm a really fit person, but I'm delighted to be honoured to get the position, and I'll do my best. And if I can do a fifth of the work that you do, I'd be doing well.
Charlie, you'll be grand. But yeah, I know many people have asked me, you know, what Age Friendly is about, what the Cork Older People's Council is about. So we've launched many things during last year, and we'll Age Friendly Ireland will explain a lot of those when they come on in a second. But yeah. I just wanted to say, Charlie, congratulations, and the County of Cork know that you're the new ambassador for Age Friendly Ireland for Cork. So congratulations again, Charlie. You so deserve it.
And as I said, if I can only do a fifth of the work that you do, I'll be doing well. And I don't know if people realise how much work you do. Like, that's the main thing. Like, you know, because you seem to be going all the time for age, actually.
Yeah.
But for the last few years, and you know.
I've enjoyed it so much. And the things we've been able to achieve, you know, for older people has been fantastic. And yes, they will hear in a minute what has been successful and what we have achieved. So
yeah.
I'm very proud of being part of that. You know, I'm out there for older people and people with disabilities and have a voice for people. That's what I've always been about, Charlie, as you know.
Oh yeah, fair play. Even with Castlemartre, like, it's unbelievable the work you do there, you know.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you very much.
The good thing about it is you see to enjoy it. That's the difference. When people enjoy, you know, being charitable and being given the time, like, you know.
That's something we both share in common. And I've just been saying that to Bonnie from the Middleton Bike Group. There is so much work done out there, Charlie, by volunteers that is not, it's not out there. And I'm glad for the show we're getting it out there, you know.
That's good. That's great, yeah. Because, like, you know, they're getting scarce enough volunteers, you know.
Yes.
People don't seem to have the time to give, you know. And if we lose our volunteers, we're really in deep trouble, like, you know.
We are, and you know, I think we are in deep trouble if we lose the volunteers. They are the backbone of our country, no doubt about it, you know.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you again, Charlie. I'll see you soon, okay?
Mind yourself, Liz. Thanks very much.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. Morning, Sylvia. Sylvia McCarthy from Age Friendly Ireland. I've had so many listeners asking me, what is Age Friendly Ireland? what is the Older People's Council. So I decided to start the new year off and talk to yourself and let you explain exactly what we're about and what we do. I've just congratulated Charlie McAllister, who is the new ambassador for Age Friendly for Cork, and was nominated by our chief executive on Cork County Council. So I'm looking forward to working with him. So, Sylvia, would you explain to our listeners what we're all about?
I will, of course, Liz. And first of all, Happy New Year to you. Happy, healthy, bright, and of course, age-friendly New Year to you. And to everybody, all your listeners and Cork County OPC. So, look, I'll start off with, I suppose, a lot of people ask us, what exactly is the Age Friendly Programme? And I've had some of the Older People's Council members say to me, you know, people come along and ask us, what is the Age Friendly Programme? There's so much in it. How do we explain it in that sort of couple of seconds, if you like, the elevator pitch? And it is true, there's an awful lot, you know, that we do. But just to put it briefly, the Age Friendly Programme is a programme that's led by the 31 local authorities. So there's an age-friendly programme in every local authority. What the local authority are committed to is ensuring that they develop a sustainable city or county where all its citizens, or everybody, you and me, we can all live and age with confidence and independence in our own homes and communities. Now that seems to be a mouthful, and that it is a task, but it's great to see that all local authorities have committed to making their communities age friendly. Because, you know, as you know, Liz, life expectancy has increased. We're living longer. And that's a fantastic achievement, a great achievement. But also there is the challenge that remains there to ensure that those extra years that we have, that we live them as healthy and active for as long as we possibly can, and that we can remain in our own homes and communities. And that's what the local authorities are committed to doing. And they don't do that alone. Of course, there's every local authority has an Older People's Council, and Liz, of course, you've been the chair of Cork County's Older People's Council. You'll be very aware and very much involved in the work that the Older People's Council do with their local authority. The local authority just don't go ahead and plan for ageing without consulting the person who's ageing themselves, the older people. And they very much are involved through the Age Friendly Alliance, which again, every local authority has an Age Friendly Alliance, and that's normally chaired by the chief executive of the local authority. And on that alliance, there's representation from the Older People's Council, normally the chair of the Older People's Council and one other person. And also the other stakeholders, the service providers in that local authority area, you know, from the HSE, from health to An Garda Síochána, to business, to academia, transport. They're sitting at the table with members of the Older People's Council, looking at what they need to do in order to ensure that their county or city is more age friendly. Putting a strategy in place to ensure that happens. And the Older People's Council help to solution any issues that may arise as you know, from an older person's perspective. So they're bringing the voice, if you like, of the older person to the table. And I'll just add as well, Liz, that as well as that's the programme basically, but in every local authority, as well as having an age-friendly alliance and an Older People's Council, very important, some very important people working within the local authority to make sure that the age-friendly programme is coordinated. And that's the age-friendly programme manager. And you know, all you have to do is phone up your local authority and ask for the age-friendly program manager, and they can speak to you about what is happening in your area, you know, regarding age-friendly developments. There's also an age-friendly housing technical advisor, and that's a role that's there in the local authority. Say, for example, Liz, you know, you felt that your home needed some improvements. It needed, it didn't suit you. You know, there maybe you're not as able to get up the stairs, or maybe, you know, your shower doesn't suit, or you have a bath and you need a shower. So you're thinking, how can I make my house more age friendly to suit me as I age? And, you know, you can go then to your age-friendly housing technical advisor, speak to them in the local authority, and they can advise you of what grants are available, you know, to help you make those changes in your own home. So that's the age-friendly housing technical advisor and the program manager, two very important people. But then we also have, and you know, Cork County is one of the nine local authorities that are taking part or participating and rolling out a new programme which is funded by Sláintecare, and it's called the Healthy Age Friendly Homes Programme. And I know there's certainly a coordinator in Cork County. Would you like me to tell you a little bit about that?
Yes, I've had Anthony Holmes come on and done a brief a brief synopsis about it. But yes, do tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, sure. Well, just I'll give you a quick synopsis, but it's a fantastic service that links in, you know, the general public, the citizens, with services to help them to remain in their own home. So say, for example, even, you know, a parent or relative, friend, has just come out of hospital, perhaps had a fairly major operation, and, you know, they need supports to help them remain in their own home, to stop them maybe from going into a residential care setting where they may not necessarily need to take that step. It is a step that's there for people when the need arises, but perhaps, you know, all they need is some supports around them to link them in with the right supports, both from a health and a social perspective. So we can, the local authority, the coordinator, the Healthy Age Friendly Homes coordinator can help to, can come out and assess the person in their own home to see what supports they need and how, you know, linking in with those supports can help them remain in their own home and ensure that, you know, it's not only sort of the linking in with the health service, there's also a social element. A lot of people maybe living on their own can feel lonely, isolated, which can cause depression, and that affects obviously your health. So it's about ensuring that people know what's happening in their area, something that might be suitable for them to go to link in with people and to enjoy a more social life. And again, that'll help, you know, from a health perspective as well. So that's been rolled out in nine local authorities at the moment, and we would hope to see that being a national programme. So again, just, you know, contact your local authority, Cork County Local Authority, and ask to speak to the Healthy Age Friendly Homes Coordinator, and they can, you know, come out, or you can refer relatives, or you know, even doctors, different people can refer people into the service.
Sylvia, one of the things that I was really pleased we achieved was the older special phone line for older people. That was something, you know, we were in, I was involved in all the OPCs were involved in the consultation, and I was delighted that they actually listened to us. It's wonderful when you go and you spend a long time in consultation and meetings, which I've done with a lot of different committees and what have you. But the nice thing is when you achieved something, and that was one of the things that we managed to achieve. Would you explain to our listeners about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you've hit the nail on the head, Liz, because you know, our Older People's Council, as you know, in the last, I suppose during COVID, the last 2 years, it's been very important that our Older People's Council, people have come to us, other organisations have come to the Age Friendly Programme and have asked for consultation with our Older People's Council. They're not going ahead, as I said earlier, and just designing something or planning without consulting older people, asking them what are the problems, what are the issues, and how can we best design a solution, help us to do that. So the Older People's Councils worked really hard over the last 2 years with various organisations, and AIR was one such organisation who came to us, because there were a couple of things that happened during the last 2 years where older people may have been out of their homes and you know, came back and their phone line, because bills weren't paid, might have been cut off, or perhaps they were having difficulty with the phone line. And you know the way things are when you phone up most of the big services, there's more than one or two buttons you have to press to get to speak to an actual human. So that was a big issue for our OPCs. So AIR came and they, as you mentioned, they did a workshop with our OPCs. They did a couple of workshops, listened to the problems, asked what the solution might be, and they went and developed a special support line specifically for older people, so that when they ring up this special support line, they can phone the number, and at the other end, first of all, which I think is fantastic, you hear one of our Older People's Council members, it's Kevin Malloy, who was an ex-AIR employee, and he is there at the end of the line, and there are just two clicks, two choices that you have, and then you get to speak to somebody who will actually listen to you and tell you how, you know, to sort the problem or sort it for you. So the great thing is that AIR went ahead, they listened and they did something about it. And I suppose the other thing is I tested out, which was a funny sort of story, but I was testing out the line because we were just about to do the launch with AIR, and obviously I wanted to make sure this phone line was working and it was doing what they said it would do. So I phoned the line and listened to Kevin on the other end giving me the choices, and I said, okay, that's working. I rang again then afterwards and I chose one of the options, and then I hung up because I didn't really want to talk to anybody and I didn't want to take up their time. So I was sitting back in the office and I got a phone call from this really kind gentleman, and he said, we have a missed call, two missed calls from this number.
Wow.
Are you having problems with your AIR service? And I was like, oh my gosh, I am so delighted.
You called me back.
That you've actually phoned me. You phoned me back. So, that's fantastic.
Do you have the number there, Sylvia? I don't have it in front of me.
It's Age Friendly Care from AIR. And the phone number is 1-800-252-252. And that's Age Friendly Care from AIR.
I have to wrap this up, but thank you so much for coming on and explaining. And I know our listeners will be delighted to hear, you know, all the work that is going on, because we're involved in so much and transport and just so many different things out there, committees that we're on, and we are trying to do our best. So thank you, Sylvia. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Liz. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to tell your listeners about the programme. But thank you for all the work and support that you, as through the Older People's Council, give to Age Friendly Ireland, to the Shared Service in Meath County Council, and to all the programmes around the country. Thanks a million, and Happy New Year again, Liz.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. So now we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank all my very special guests on the show today. I want to thank all my listeners for listening, and I'd like to remind you all that this is now available on podcast. You can hop over to CRY104FM.com and you'll be able to pick it up and listen if you've missed it, for all my listeners abroad who've especially asked for this. And thank you all again for tuning in. And I look forward to the next show and see our more exciting guests. Bye, everybody, for now. Thank you. Just take those old records off the shelf.